Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, it's the Breakfast Huddle. I'm Elliot Danker. It is time now for The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang. We're putting the focus on, and for good reason as well, the focus on the announcement yesterday at 4 p.m. Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. One of the things he brought up was how Singapore is on track to relax the current heightened alert come June 13th. But we're looking at this in many different aspects as well, and the effect that statement can have on the STI.
That's right. So a couple of things we need to look at. Some of the messages that came through was how this is going to be here for quite some time. But at the same time, we will, Singapore, learn how to manage it in terms of more testing as well as more rollout of vaccinations. To get a bigger picture, I've got Shekhar Jaswal. He is the head of research for RHB Singapore. Morning, Shekhar. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan. It's good to be back on the show.
Hey, well, glad to have you back. Now, let's start with the messages you heard from Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong yesterday. What do you make of them? You've got Singapore back on track to loosening those tightened measures come June 13. But at the same time, COVID-19 unlikely to go away. How are markets likely to react today?
Okay, so, you know, we have been saying this for quite some time, and even in the last month's strategy report, we had highlighted that the restrictions imposed since early part of May this year were not as severe as those imposed during the circuit breaker period, and we did not expect any sharp or prolonged decline in the economic activity. This was because the country now has far better local COVID-19 testing and contact tracing capabilities versus last year, and we also had expected government to announce a more aggressive vaccination rollout. Now, yesterday's address by Prime Minister Lee clearly stated that except for another super spreader event or formation of a big cluster, Singapore should be on track to bringing this current outbreak under control and also easing the tightening restrictions from 13th of June onwards in a more controlled manner. Now, this is in line with our view that rather than being stuck in the pandemic, the country will look to gradually reopen the economy with more domestic activities being permitted. And once a sizable portion of the resident population is vaccinated, we'll also see gradual return of tourists as we should be able to trace, isolate and treat these sporadic cases that may be found in the community. This is absolutely in sync with our views held since last year. And all these announced measures yesterday are positive for business. Similar to what we have seen last year, we expect the domestic consumption to continue recovering from a short dip that we've seen last month, followed by an improvement in business activities for those that are dependent on revival of tourism. And we do expect gradual return of tourism into Singapore from 2022 onwards.
Now, Shekhar, if we cast our mind back to when the tightened measures were announced sometime in mid-May, we saw a bit of a knee-jerk response when it came to stocks like Sheng Siong. I remember it was up nearly 10% after the restrictions were announced. What is the outlook of all these COVID-19 beneficiaries now after that initial jump? And of course, we had, of course, since then, the GSI support coming through.
Yeah, that's true. So as we had expected, there was a short-term uplift in share price of COVID-19 beneficiaries since the first restrictive measures were announced in early May this year. Stocks within our coverage universe that saw positive share price returns were like Sheng Siong, Kim Lee, ARA Logos, Logistics Trust. We had Riverstone, Franken. However, we had identified some of these stocks only as short-term beneficiaries. And we had clearly mentioned that this is more of a speed bump rather than a structural decline. And with the gradual easing of restrictions being announced, we do expect revival in normal business activities and investors to hopefully rotate back into recovery plays. So that 11% uplift in Sheng Siong was probably a one-off.
Yeah, I'm looking at Sheng Siong's stock price right now, 160, and you have a trading buy target price of 195.
Yes. So the idea behind that trading buy was it was more of a directional call, and our trading buys are short-term oriented. They do not reflect the fundamentals. They do reflect the investor interest or a short-term spike, either upside in the share price. So we will revisit those numbers. In our report, we had clearly highlighted that our fundamentals still stick to a neutral call, but trading buy is purely because we are not sure if June 13 would be the date when restrictions will start being eased. In case they are extended, Sheng Siong would have continued to rally.
Now, Shekhar, turning our attention to what's happening across the causeway, today marks the start of MCO 3.0, where it's pretty much locked down for a third time. What is the outlook for businesses with exposure there, especially when you think about the glove makers like Top Glove and UG Healthcare or Riverstone to some extent?
Yeah, so I mean, it's a very fair point. The full lockdown is effective today till 14th of June. From what we gather, the glove manufacturers are allowed to operate during the lockdown, but with a 60% workforce capacity. Now, assuming the lockdown lasts only for the designated 14 days, we estimate this would be about 3 to 4% reduction in the volumes in FY21. And for now, we have still maintained the earnings assumptions for all glove manufacturers that we have under coverage, both listed here and across the border, as lower production should lead to longer periods of higher average selling price. And obviously, if the lockdown does get extended for more than 14 days, it could create a short-term supply shock, leading to the reversal of the downtrend in the ASPs that you're seeing for gloves.
Right. Well, Chen Shekhar Jaswal, he's the head of research for RHB Singapore. Now, Shekhar, looking at how you're approaching the markets right now in terms of the long-term recovery place, what are some of the select stocks you have in mind that could see further upside?
Sure. You know, all these near-term weakness, we were telling investors to look past it. We remain confident of the economic recovery, although we know it's uneven. We expect it to sustain over the next 12 months. For investors with a slightly longer-term horizon, we see the current share price weakness as an opportunity to buy into companies that offer structural recovery on earnings once the stringent measures are gradually removed. Moreover, you need to keep in mind that a more structured and aggressive vaccination plan by the government will keep Singapore as a preferred market in Asia, especially for overseas investors. So we have continued recommending investors to stick to a balanced investment strategy, but with the higher exposure of cyclical stocks. In recovery plays, we like OCBC and DBS in the financial sector, Riverstone and Raffles Medical in the healthcare. ST Engineering is a preferred industrial pick. On the REITs, we like Suntec REIT, Prime US REIT, and Ames APAC REIT. Comfort Delgro and China Aviation Oil are picks in the transport. And in the tech manufacturing, it will be Fuyu Corp and Franken. And last but not the least, the telecom sector, where we've already seen the kitchen sinking, Singtel should come out as a victorious player.
And Shekhar, just to wrap things up, right, we keep hearing about how things will be uneven in terms of a recovery, and OECD also echoed those views. What's your approach right now when it comes to allocation? How much to cyclicals and how much to high yielding right now?
Right. So, you know, the mix keeps changing based on how the economic environment pans out. But last year, as we got out of the circuit breaker measures, we did recommend investors to keep switching from a 50-50 to gradually moving up into an 80-20 mix for cyclicals versus defensive. But we do see all these emergence of more transmissible variants of COVID-19 virus and the slow and patchy vaccination programs across countries, especially in those countries that are key trade partners and key tourism demand centers, means that our economic recovery will also be quite even. The recent outbreak is probably a good example of highlighting this risk. So to cover for such of these risks, actually, we are recommending investors to stay investors in REITs and high-yielding stocks that offer clear visibility on earnings and dividend growth. We have like four or five names there. Fuyu Corp, Kimley, Riverstone, Ascendas REIT, and Keppel REIT are our defensive growth and high-yield picks for Singapore.
All right. So stay diversified between long-term recovery plays with the cyclicals and the high-yielding stocks. We've been chatting with Shekhar Jaswal. He's the head of research for RHB Singapore. Shekhar, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Ryan. Take care and stay safe.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.